This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Madeleine Brandt with the director of the new film Syriana. First, this. President Bush left Washington this morning for a political trip to Minneapolis. He's going to try to help raise money for Republican Senate hopeful Mark Kennedy. Now, the latest New York Times CBS News poll indicates that registered voters say they would vote for a Democrat in their district over a Republican by a 9-point margin. 42% to 33%. Joining us, as he does every Friday, NPR's senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor, Juan Williams. Juan, how about these latest poll figures? What do they say?
Well, Alex, you got to remember, those numbers are not specific to local congressional districts. It's really a general look at the way people feel about the Congress. So the numbers really are a reflection of, I think, voter disapproval with a Republican-led Congress and the way they're doing their job. You have a 33% approval rating for Congress at the moment. Those numbers are similar to what we saw during the mid-90s when things were really in the midst of great tumult. And you remember the Republicans took control. Newt Gingrich was at really his height at that moment. At the moment, we also have wrong track, right track numbers, which are watched closely in political Washington. And the wrong track still says 60%. That's down. It was 68% about a month ago. But you're still seeing a great deal of discontent, and I think much of it is directed at the Congress. In fact, Mr. Bush has seen a modest improvement in his approval numbers. He's improved now to about 40%. Last month, he was down about 35%.
Well, that 40%, that's still not a very good number. But the Democrats also are struggling with getting out a message, specifically on Iraq. Earlier this week, the Democratic Party chair, Howard Dean, made controversial remarks. He was being interviewed by a radio station in San Antonio, Texas, WOAI. Here's what he said.
The idea that we're going to win this war is an idea that, unfortunately, is just plain wrong. And I've seen this before in my life, and it cost us 25,000 brave American soldiers in Vietnam. I don't want to go down that road again.
Juan, I think what he's referring to, the 25,000 dead in Vietnam, he means additional troop lives lost after it started to become clear things were not going well. So is this the position of the Democratic Party? Does the Democratic Party have a position?
Well, they're very confused, Alex. In fact, though, Howard Dean was out at a meeting of Democratic Party leaders in Arizona last weekend and said, basically, he thought that there was a need to support the idea of a troop presence in Iraq for at least 2 more years. You wouldn't know that from the statement you just heard. And of course, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats' leader in the House, has now come out in support of John Murtha's position, the congressman from Pennsylvania, a strong supporter of military and a military veteran himself, has said he thinks that the U.S. forces should be out of Iraq within 6 months. Probably the most telling incident recently about this, Alex, is Hillary Clinton, who had to write a letter to her constituents in New York State because there was such a great backlash brewing against her for being a consistent supporter of the president. She said that the president had misled the country on weapons of mass destruction, but she called for support for the troops and maintaining stability. So what you see is some people, I think Rahm Emanuel, for example, who's the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, saying Democrats are going to get credit for at least jump-starting the conversation about when to pull out troops, not whether they should be pulled out.
One more Iraq question. This is almost falls into the area of gossip. Donald Rumsfeld is on his way out as Secretary of Defense, and he's going to be replaced by Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman.
Well, I'm glad you said it, gossip, Alex, because it's gossip. But this gossip that's fed by the fact that Secretary Rumsfeld had Lieberman over to the Pentagon yesterday for an early meeting, breakfast meeting. They wouldn't talk about what they discussed. As you know, Lieberman is one Democrat who has been a consistent supporter of the war effort. In fact, he's been such a strong voice that President Bush has praised him in several recent speeches. And then you also have the fact that Donald Rumsfeld has a new place on the Chesapeake Bay, along with Vice President Cheney. So it looks like he might be preparing to leave. And if that's the case, you can imagine the president, in terms of seeking support, would like a Democrat like Lieberman over at defense.
And finally, tax cuts this week. Big votes
well,
in the House.
Man, I'm telling you, it's really been something to watch, because what you see there is a tremendous amount of tax cuts, even support coming from Democrats at a time when the deficit has grown to amazing lengths, but no support for the tax cuts, support for instead tax breaks coming from both sides, and then, of course, in the House more so than in the Senate. So you're going to have some reconciliation coming down the pipe soon.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, regular Friday contributor to Day to Day. Juan, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.